Here's a question that might stump some of you. Name the American heavy metal band that's one of the biggest, most influential in the Middle East and Afghanistan. Ready? Metallica. The band's popularity in the region plays a big role in a new feature film called Radio Dreams. In it, the bandmates of Metallica are urged to jam with Afghanistan's first rock band, Kabul Dreams, at a TV and radio station in San Francisco. Here's a clip where one of the Afghan musicians is leaving a message on Metallica's voicemail.
I have left a few messages today for you and wanted to check in with you about the TV station's interview request with Metallica, and also to reconfirm that the band will be arriving at the station today sometime between 4 and 6.
Between 4 and 6? A two-hour window for a rock band? Ooh, I smell trouble. Not to worry, Radio Dreams is not a documentary. It'll be screening at the San Francisco International Film Festival tonight. Marjane Moghimi is the film's producer, and Mohammed Talani stars in the film. Welcome to you both. Hello.
Thank you very much for having us.
Hello, thank you so much.
Mohammed, let me start with you. This role comes to you pretty easily, I'd imagine, since you're also a member of the Iranian rock band Kiosk. Kiosk used to be a mainstay on Tehran's underground rock scene. Do you remember how you managed to hear Metallica for the first time? Because it's not the kind of music you'd expect to just walk into any store in Tehran and purchase.
Yeah, it was one of my friends handed me a tape of them, and then that was it. That was the beginning.
And Marjane, as a producer, have you been a lifelong Metallica fan?
Not really. I mean, I like their music and I listen to their music, but the reason we decided to go with Metallica was because of the influence they have on rock musicians and basically all musicians in the Middle East. We thought it would be very cool to have the first rock band of Afghanistan play with the ultimate rock band of the world, which is Metallica. So that's why we chose Metallica.
I don't want to give away the end of the film, but can you tell us how well Metallica cooperated in getting this film to the screen? Because they've been some of the most vocal opponents of music piracy, and I just wonder if they were worried how their music would be employed in Radio Dreams.
Actually, I have to say we had the easiest time with the managers and the agents of Metallica. And Lars was just extremely friendly and
Lars Ulrich.
And Lars Ulrich. I don't want to give the ending, so I just speak about Lars. He was just so gracious. He had done so much homework beforehand. So when he came on board, he knew all about Kabul Dreams music. He was extremely gracious. We were like really super surprised to see how easy it was to work with them and with Metallica in general.
What did Lars Ulrich tell you about the idea for this movie in the first place? I mean, he did some homework, you said, but was he at all surprised with how popular Metallica is in these kind of unexpected Metallica hotspots?
Actually, Mohammed has a very nice conversation about some of the myth about Metallica, and especially about Lars. I'll let Mohammed tell you the story about the coin.
Oh, yeah.
What did you discuss with Lars Ulrich?
There was this story back in Iran that Metallica's drummer could, with his sticks, he can roll a coin against the wall, and the coin can stay there because he can roll pretty fast. And I asked him if he could. He said, "Well, it's great, great to have that story about me, but I doubt if I can do it."
Did he give it a go?
No, he asked me if I could, and I said, "I would if I was a drummer."
Yeah, that would be a pretty cool bar trick. You'd probably make a lot of money if you could do that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Mohammed Talani and producer Marjane Moghimi, thanks very much for telling us about the making of Radio Dreams. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Kabul Dreams takes us out on this Friday. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
PRI, Public Radio International.